Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Quite Literally, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Should have done. Right of my tongue.
I'm so blown away by the way that you look at me, baby. Oh, how I wish I'd have met you when I was young. 'Cause I would have wasted my heart on all the wrong lovers. The wrong covers. I wanna thank you for giving me just what I needed. That's being someone who's okay, maybe in me.
In Wexbury, Kentucky, which is a very small town in southeast Kentucky.
Katie did it.
My grandfather played banjo. I was normally around a whole lot of musicians, mostly always string musicians. I wasn't around a whole lot of different music there, but I was really lucky in the fact that Wexbury has a very, very thick art community, whether that be visual or music. I was very lucky to grow up there.
Did you feel like a part of that, like you were tying into that?
I did, yeah.
Community as early as your teen years?
I did, absolutely. There is something called the Apple Shop that's in Wikesburg, Kentucky. And I feel like a lot of people that are involved with that try to center themselves around art in one way or another. I met a lot of great friends back home that I still have there. It really helped shape who I am and what I decided to do with my life later on. After I graduated from high school, I went to school in Virginia. I studied old-time music there at Mountain Empire.
Was that the first time that you ever performed about that time when you went to school?
Yeah, I had dabbled slightly in it because I was in theater in high school. So I had sang and performed in front of people a whole lot. So I was already comfortable with it. And then I wanted to stay on stage. What better way to do that to combine that with my heritage? There's that one at Mountain Empire, and then there's also one at ETSU.
Yeah.
They're very close together. ETSU's has been running longer, and then also UVAY's now has a bluegrass branch. And so UVAY's has bluegrass, Mountain Empire has the old time, and then ETSU also has bluegrass as well. Mm. So that three little try right there is full of music and young kids learning from each other and doing open jams and open mics and stuff. I was really fortunate to be able to go over there.
Tell folks about some of the things that you did after you did the traditional music program at the college there.
After I did that for a while, I spent teaching. I was also the program manager at a place called Pro Art, and that's in Virginia. It's a nonprofit. It brings in art, music, ballet, plays, everything to a community that otherwise wouldn't have it. I was also a part of a program called WISE Jams, and JAMS stands for Junior Appalachian Musicians. Helen White was actually the founder of that. She passed away earlier in the year, but she was a really great woman. I was really lucky to work there. So I ended up teaching guitar and teaching banjo to beginners and upright bass to beginners, young kids that I still have relationships with today. So it was really great experience for me. It was all grant-based, and what we did, because a lot of the kids in that area could not afford to buy their own instruments, we would do sponsorships, we would do scholarships, we would do grant writing, and we would have donors throughout the community. And so what that meant was that every semester, a young kid could have either a violin, a banjo, or a guitar, or an upright bass, even though those were limited. They could have it for $25 a semester, and they could take it home, they could practice with it, and they could come back, and every day after school we would work with them for 2 hours. And we could also pay the teachers through that grant money as well.
Empty beer can on the side of the road, cigarette pack in a one-eyed toe, windshield glass mixed with DNA. Really shouldn't drive when you feel that way. And it's a long way back to Indiana with a monkey on your back. Gotta get back to my pretty little lady in the tiny little run-run shack.
Are there opportunities that you're aware of for people to come and spend time in Eastern Kentucky and really become sort of acquainted with what's there?
There absolutely is. There's actually two options if you wanted to embrace yourself in it. Mountain Empire, they have the Mountain Music School, and that's it. It's once a week during the summer. It's the last week of July, and all ages are welcome. They teach all classes of string instruments from beginner to master. They have it every year. It's been very successful. Also, there's the Cowan Creek Music School, and that's held at Cowan Creek, which is very close to Wexburg, where I grew up. It's the same thing. They have a week-long program where you can learn any string instruments under these amazing teachers who have really engulfed in the culture there.
What about those kids who wanted to take it further, those kids who got really good? Did you provide an opportunity for them to do something beyond that?
We did. Wise Jams only credited for kids that were in middle school, but if kids wanted to further their education and learning that type of music and learning it that way, which is a little different than just your regular music theory classes, I would say, that you have in school. It's a little bit of different learning. We do a lot of tablature. It's a lot of storytelling. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of the history of where that music comes from. But we actually created a separate thing called a string band class, where these kids could take all the tools that they learn and then put them together under more advanced teachers and kind of create a band to see what it's like to be in a band, because learning music and being a musician is one thing, but working with others is a whole nother part of being a musician that I feel like is important. So we started the Country Cabin String Band for these kids that were getting farther advanced and that wanted to continue, and it worked out really great. As far as I know, all of the kids that moved on to the Country Cabin String Band are still playing music to this day.
Birthdays aren't fun anymore, and the roses all smell sour. So I sit and watch the candle burn as the minutes become hours. Codeine and a little bit of nicotine helps me forget your memory. Now you're just a buzz in my head like a bonnet full of bees. But darling, it's not the way it goes. You can plant seeds and only hope it grows. I don't mind, we can share the weed and wine. You promise to be mine. That it gets better. Box wine is for crying time. I push it all away. Let it go, let it be, at least that's what they say. But darling, it's not the way it goes. You can plant a seed and only hope it grows. I don't mind, we can share the weed and
would like to thank Quite Literally for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography, and thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also want to thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and then share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com Lexington. Hey, I wonder if you guys could play one more tune for us before we say goodnight. All right, they're saying yes. Let's welcome them back, quite literally, here to the Red Barn stage.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Katie, Derek, Emily, Taylor, and Shannon for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookOutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.